But before there were any grants, Dubliner Keith Brennan and his partner Caroline moved to rural Roscommon to renovate an old house. Now, it took them a year to sort out the house and many more years to learn how to farm the fields around it. But 2 years ago, he had some success with a new traditional hay meadow. But this year's poor weather has caused Keith to wonder if there will be any value in the hay in his meadows this year.
It's July 2022. I'm standing by the gate on the hill meadow. The wind in the trees is a sound of the sea. It ripples the grass with a startling snap. I haven't been here for months. I had a broken arm that kept the meadow ungrazed from spring. I opened the gate. The flock flow past and are swallowed in the hip-high green. Plumes of insects drift skyward as the flock spreads through the half-wilderness. Above, a chittering swirl of swallows, 20, 30 more, roll and pitch the length of the field. I push a path through the grass. Butterflies and moths rise and awake from the clumsy keel of me. Dragonflies hawk the grassy sea. Wild mint mixes with the almond scent of meadowsweet. I pull the grass apart, and there, embroidered in the field's green, wild orchids, meadow vetch, chickweed, self-heal, wild blueberry, and more. The sun sinks beneath the shoulder of the hill. Bats now swerve and dip amongst the arc of the swallows, close enough to feel the wind of their wings. I've accidentally made a wildflower hay meadow. It's like nothing else I have in my farm. My neighbour's half-wild fields poured their wildflower seed into the ungrazed neglect of mine. It takes my breath away, so I make two more in the next 2 years. These meadows, I hoped, would give me hay to feed my flock through winter. The flowering hayfields and hedgerows feed the honeybees I learned to keep. Two ways to monetize a farm's growing wildness. Money and biodiversity in the bank. Last year, for the first time, the hare made a home here. Her leverets in the rushy lee of our furthest wildflower hayfield. Meadow brown butterflies throng where the hayfield curls against the alder woods. Foxes and the liquid ripple of a pine marten hunt the driveway between. This year, I don't take hay. The summer has wrung itself out into the soaked fields for weeks, and the clay of the hayfield sucks at my feet. I let the sheep in the last days of July. Their grazing, at least, will offset some of the hay's loss and winter's cost. The bees, too, have harvested a crop from the field, but I know the honey money will not quite pay for winter feed. I close the gate on the grazing flock. Dragonflies hunt the bee-loud hedge. Swirling mobs of swallows scour the sky. The bawling call and return of ewe and lamb. My neighbour comes by, in a break between rains, to harvest vegetables from beside the meadow. "I don't know about these things," she says, "but there's a huge sound of bees from your hedgerow. Is it the sign of a swarm or something? Is it okay?" "No," I say. "It's supposed to sound that way." I think of Beckett. Try. Fail. Try again. Fail better. It's next year's work, that last one.